This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980 C app and now on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well. Of course, streaming live on the video side on YouTube, where you see Josh Kendall, who's a writer for The Athletic. And he sought out to answer at least part of one of the biggest questions in sports right now. How's AI going to affect insert your favorite sport here? And of course, for this conversation, Josh, you focused on the NFL. You know, that is one of the biggest questions, I think, for all of us. Did you interested in the NFL side of this? And what was kind of your dive-in point to start exploring this topic?
Well, my dive-in point was, like everybody else, I've heard, you know, AI is coming for all of our jobs. AI is eventually going to be able to do basically everything we do better than we do it. So I started thinking about a future in which AI is, not that it would ever happen necessarily, but a future in which AI is calling plays on a Sunday or a Monday night or whatever. That's not ever going to happen. The NFL rules already prohibit that. I started thinking, does the NFL need to start legislating against AI now to prevent something like that happening? But the rules already take care of that. But the road, once I got started down the road, I realized there are a ton of people out there who are trying really hard to figure out how AI between Monday and Saturday can give them a competitive advantage. And I think you're starting to see a lot of hires around the league. The Raiders are one of the leaders, I think, in that. But lots of people are starting to come along that show you that teams are poking around. Some are deeper into the water than others. Some are just getting started. Some still, you know, I think are wait and see. But this is coming. And the league at this point and the coaches at this point are just trying to figure out how it can best help them.
How many teams do you feel like, or if you want to use percentages, however you want to answer this numerically, like how many of them are using AI to try to be more efficient in things they already do versus trying to innovate and get ahead?
So Thomas Dimitroff, former Falcons general manager, worked for a company called Somer Sports, which is one of the companies out there that's trying to innovate in this space. Thomas no longer works for them, but he did for a while, and he was sort of their NFL liaison. So his estimate was 75% of teams are using AI right now, but it's vastly different in terms of what they're using it for and how much they're using it. And one of the things that was interesting to all the people I talked to, specifically a guy named Ryan Paganetti, who's Pete Carroll hired this offseason as something called a head coach research specialist. But it's essentially an artificial intelligence coordinator or a technology coordinator, a liaison between all this stuff that's out there in this world and the coaching staff and finding the sweet spot for blending those two. And he said, and several other people said, there's a huge amount of secrecy in this world. When an opponent hires a linebackers coach, you know what that guy's doing. He's coaching the linebackers. But we're starting to see a lot of hires in the analytics space, but you don't know what your division opponent is doing in the analytics space. And you don't want them to know what you're doing. I talked to a guy who runs another one of these AI companies, and he said he was at the Sloan Analytics Conference several years ago. And NFL teams, lots of NFL teams are asking to meet with him, but they're asking to meet in the furthest hall away from the conference room, or they're asking to meet at the Starbucks across the street. They don't even want to know, they don't want their opponents to know that they're talking to him. And when they talk to him, they don't even tell him what they're trying to figure out. They're just asking for certain data points. They don't even want to tell him what they're seeking out. So I think that there's going to be a real cloak and dagger aspect to this as teams try to figure out what exactly is the most valuable way to implement it.
I laughed pretty hard at that anecdote, Josh, because it is perfectly NFL to be like, oh my God, we have to be so secretive. Yes. We'll go to the Starbucks across the street. No one will find us there. And it's like, you couldn't even go to like a some kind of coffee shop two blocks away. It's the literal Starbucks across the street. And I feel like that is, that's perfectly NFL.
Yes, that's not great subterfuge. I will admit that.
That's a good word. Josh Kendall with us wrote about AI in the NFL. What's here? What's coming for The Athletic? And I think the thing, as someone who, like, I've used AI a little bit for various things on the show, and my wife uses it a lot in her job. Like, I have some baseline understanding of what AI can do and how it works in that. It's ultimately pulling from the data that already exists. And then there is now the predictive generative type stuff where it's trying to predict the future. But how do coaches or these, you know, these technology folks talk about kind of the game theory of it all? It's like, okay, if AI can predict tendencies that I don't even know exist, then maybe I could break them. Like, what's the human element here to continue to try to innovate and stay in front of this stuff from a competitive standpoint?
I think efficiency. I think you're right. You're looking for things that you don't know to look for yet. And I think that a lot of people in this space say that artificial intelligence, which is essentially just brute computing force at this point, there is not a ton of.
Right.
This is not a computer that's making decisions on its own. This is machine learning at an incredibly high level. So the large language models, which run like ChatGPT, they can essentially type out stuff because they have inputted so much data that they can predict what the next word should be based on all of this data that they have. That's how they write. Well, you're increasingly, a lot of people believe, going to be able to do that sort of relational comparison based on computer vision and the things you see on film. So you can input all of the film. A computer can watch all of this film that exists and dump out tons of information, some stuff you didn't even know to be looking for. So it's just more and better information at this point. You know, we are not into the science fiction world yet, where although some of it feels science fictiony. I mean, you're very close to having computer voiced artificial intelligence agents who can watch film alongside a coach and have a conversation with the coach. That certainly feels very science fictiony. But these computers are not making decisions. They're just computing data at a rate that we can't really comprehend right now.
Right. And just as an example, we were having some fun this morning. I mentioned my wife uses AI models and such for her job, which is totally outside of sports, but she's pretty good at using it. And we're kind of running the thought experiment, like, okay, what if you had to come up with a game plan just based off, and she's using like regular old ChatGPT for this. Yeah. And we had some fun with it. And she, like, it was both really impressive in what it pulled, but also didn't realize that De'Ami Brown and a couple of other players were no longer on the Commanders roster. And so this is where it gets fun, is when teams have their own models and kind of their own contained versions where they control more of the inputs, and it has things like film. And one thing that you talked about in the piece is these Hawkeye cameras, the 8K cameras that are coming. What do folks think around the league that how like those incredibly specific motion capture 8K cameras, how can that change the inputs to create better outputs, and what kind of outputs do they think are possible based off that?
Well, It will only change it if the league gives that data to teams. And right now, the league doesn't plan on it. Right now, the league is going to keep all of that footage to itself. I think you might. I wonder if in the future that might change, because the better, like any of this stuff, the more and the better data you put in, the more you'll get out of it. computer vision right now, as you mentioned, a ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, can print out a 15, you know, you can go tell it to script you 15 play scripts.
We actually did that, Josh, yeah. And it was like, oh, this is, what? I'd be happy with these play calls.
Exactly. So given the advancement that we see in these technologies, where it becomes exponential. So right now, the computer doesn't know that De'Ami Brown's not a commander anymore. We're going to work, they're going to work all those bugs out, and it could get better and better to where that 15 play script is just as good as any coach could write. But the computer vision right now still has trouble sorting linemen. It's a lot better. It's a lot cleaner in basketball. You see a lot of computer vision stuff in basketball. It's a lot cleaner because the spacing is a lot better. Computers still have trouble figuring out guys grouped close together and piled on top of each other. That's the next hurdle for the computer vision. Once it figures that out, and I think everybody assumes that it will eventually, you're gonna take another big step.
Josh Kendall with us from The Athletic here on The Hoffman Show, talking about AI in football. His piece on The Athletic is excellent. And I'd also recommend another piece of work from The Athletic to complement this. Your colleague, my pal Robert Mays, had yeah. Sam Schwartzstein on The Athletic Football Show earlier this week. Sam is in charge of a lot of the technology and the analytics and such for Thursday Night Football and Amazon and their, like all the Blitz IDs and stuff that folks see when they watch Thursday Night Football. Sam's in charge of all of that stuff. And one thing that he talked about that I thought was really interesting that you also touched on, which is where we'll wrap, is the buy-in of coaches. He said that when he talks to people around the league, their whole mission is like, how do we get this stuff on film? Because that's what coaches will look. If we give them spreadsheets, we give them other data, we give them whatever, there's only so much it's going to get. How do we implement this stuff into film? And that's been successful. When you talk to coaches or analytics folks around the league, how do you think the buy-in is going to go amongst coaches? And for coaches that maybe are a little slow, like, are they going to quickly find themselves without jobs because they're just resistant to the new evolving landscape?
I think so. There's some of all of that that's going to be true. Thomas Dimitroff, who I mentioned earlier, he mm-hmm. says, you know, he gave a lot of presentations for this product to NFL coaches. And he says they're on the edge of their seat. They would love for this stuff to make their job more efficient, make their job easier, you know, maybe cut down on some of their grunt work hours. They're all for it. They believe in it, but it has to be presented to them in a way that they understand and can implement quickly. You get to a point, if it's too complicated or if it's too glitchy, that you get to a point where they're like, nope, all right, I'm out. See you next year. Come back next year when it's better, when I can understand it better. So that's where the technology people are at this point. They're trying to get to whatever that magic tipping point is, where the coaches get it, where the coaches understand it, where they can get the most value out of it. It's why you're seeing some of these hires, like Ryan Paganetti in Las Vegas, as a bridge. You're going to have to hire a bridge, and you're going to have to hire technological people who are not only smart enough to do it, but know enough of the game and of the coaching side of it to communicate it in the right way. These are not cheap hires. These are not, you know, you're not hiring, you know, basic office staff. You're hiring Google type engineers. You're gonna have to pay those type of salaries. So some of it's gonna be which owners are believe in it enough to invest at that level. But I do think that obviously that buy-in is the critical juncture. You know, who is going to accept it, understand it, and implement it in the most efficient way? And that's yet to be seen. That's where we are. We're at the very beginning of that process.
For sure. And Robert talked about this, the large language models, and how if you can take it from, oh, I have to sort a whole bunch of filters and you have to teach a coach how to do that, versus they can just type in, show me the numbers on third down against two high shells, and becomes like this prompt. It just is a lot easier to use. So again, definitely read Josh's piece on The Athletic. And again, if you want a kind of a supplemental listen to this on an even deeper dive, although Josh gets a lot of stuff in his piece, check out The Athletic Football Show with Robert Mays and Sam Schwartzstein. Highly recommend that as well. Josh, thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Again, Josh Kendall with us here on The Hoffman Show. Our weekend preview still to come. I want to follow up on that conversation, too. So that's how we wrap up the Final 45 here on The Hoffman Show. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa Chicken. How you want it? Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Now also streaming on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Of course, you can watch the show on YouTube at the Team 980. Coming up at 6:30, so actually probably about 6:35. It's got some stuff we want to talk about here. Our weekend preview, which is still somehow brought to you by nobody. Just like Ben, that's a running joke on the show. It's like EJ's Neato stat of the night on Inside. Brought to you by nobody. So that's our... it's our weekend preview, but we do it anyway because we got to get people set for what is a long holiday weekend. All right, I do want to follow up, though, on the conversation we just had with Josh Kendall. And we're talking about AI in the NFL, and the NFL has already done something that I think is really important, which is to say you can't use AI to call your plays on Sundays. And I think that's really important because this still – like the fun of this is that it's a sport played and coached by human beings. And if we want to use AI to make the human beings better, I am all for that. So for instance, if you would currently have to have some quality control coach go through film and say, oh my God, all right, every third and seven plus where the defense is in a cover two shell, I need all those clips. And they've got to go through every single game and pull it like it used to be, right? You have to go through every single game, pull it out, splice it together. Then it became digital. Okay, now the splicing part is easier. Then you had all these sorting tools, and you have like PFF Ultimate and some of these things that teams have access to that they can sort and they can click a couple of boxes, and that cut up happens pretty quickly, but you still got to do it. And what's going to happen when like the long language learning software is better is, just like those of you that have used ChatGPT or whatever, like Cliff Kingsbury himself, without going to some quality control coach, can be like, give me every third down, third and seven, or third down with seven plus to go, where the defense is in a cover two shell, and with really, really high accuracy, they can do it. And I think the other part of that, that like AI I'm for and is cool, is as the technology gets better and it is able to watch film as opposed to just have like sort through a data set, which is what AI is really good at right now. Once we get to the point that it can watch the film, it will be able to do that without someone having to sort it. Because right now, still, you have coaches or people at the league or who at PFF, whoever's doing it, that has to catalog it. That says, okay, this play is third down. This play is seven plus, or this play is eight. That gets, you know, through a computerized, be like, oh, eight is more than seven. Okay, cool. Got that. That's a, that goes in the seven plus category when someone searches for it. And the, here's the coverage. Like, you have to log all of it on the input side. Eventually, that's going to become much faster, and just they'll be able to, based off spatial identification of player data, and even probably it could do some of this based off the dots, especially on coverages. So it can take the 2D models, and you're just like, when the safeties are here, that's a two, that's a cover two shell. Like, you can do all that. And so I'm all for that part. What I don't want is then the strategy and all that kind of stuff to be done by computers, because that becomes an engineering contest, not football coaching. And like Formula One, which I love, is an engineering contest. The drivers on a dry race actually have only so much input. Yes, they can make mistakes. Yes, they can cause tenths here or there, but ultimately the limiting factor is often the car. It, that sport is an engineering contest. That's not what football is. That's not what the NFL is. And there is going to be some of that. There is going to be the ability to say, based off this down and distance, time, score, personnel, and each team will be able to customize it. They'll be able to teach their own model, say like, hey, our, these are our strengths, or it will be able to learn the strengths based off of things that happen. It will be self-teaching, and then it will be like, okay, here's a game plan. And a coach can be like, okay, now I take this game plan and I have to go implement it. And that's, that will still always be the separator, right? How well you can teach a game plan, how well you can teach technique, will always be a factor. And AI can't do that. AI could help with that. AI could give you different ways to teach something, could give you ideas. It could, you could use AI to make yourself a better teacher, if you take its feedback. But ultimately, you have to do it. And Sam Schwartzstein, who was a center at Stanford for Andrew Luck and is now, who I referenced in the Josh Kendall interview, doing Amazon Prime's like digital analytics type of stuff, he talked about how the AI can tell you on film, like, oh, that's a two eye versus a shade, and this is what should happen on the play. But what it can't teach me is how I need to play the technique to be able to, when it's a two eye versus a shade when I'm a center. But by this half a yard alignment difference between a shade and a two eye, like how I approach that block, a reach block, for instance, changes. That still is going to have the players. So there will be some schematic and strategy stuff. I don't love that, but I accept that it's part of the game. But here's the bigger thing that I wonder long term, and this is a more universal non-football question when it comes to artificial intelligence, which is, if we are able to use AI to replace a lot of grunt work. So 5 minutes ago when I started this whole diatribe, I talked about how currently some quality control coach has to go find the thing that Cliff Kingsbury is looking for. When we replace that guy with AI, where do our assistant position coaches come from? And what do they do? And then what do our position coach, where our position coaches come from? And then our coordinators, then our head coaches. Because doing the grunt work is necessary often to learn the things you need later, right? By putting in the time on the lower levels, you learn what you need at the upper levels. And so if we take away the grunt work, it's kind of like taking away school. And by the way, we're seeing this in academics right now. Like, this is a huge problem that is starting to be studied, and the results are horrifying. MIT put out a study, I think it was last week, that like they studied kids' brains, and like these kids are writing college essays and they don't remember anything about what they turned in because they just had ChatGPT do it. They didn't even bother to read the thing. They didn't learn anything. And thus we are like, you have kids that are producing fine in terms of the content, but they have no problem solving skills. And now I sound like an old man yelling in a cloud, but like, this is a serious thing we have to consider as a society. Nevertheless, that the NFL has to consider in terms of its coaching pipeline.
Can I give you personal anecdote on this, actually?
Sure. Ben, fresh out of school, was exactly at Maryland this time last year.
So it's such a problem academically, especially in universities, because you know, universities, you get a mixed bag of individuals and students. You have people that really want to learn and utilize the paid education to their advantage and take it very seriously. And then you have people that are there just to get the degree. And those are the people that will use ChatGPT to use for everything, write essays with it. It's such a problem that now professors are having to use these AI detectors in order to scan work that people turn in. However, the problem with them, they're so inaccurate. The AI detectors have no idea how to differentiate AI from actually good writing.
Right, like everyone freaked out about the M-dash, right? And yeah. I was like, I use the M-dash all the time because I'm a nerd. That's not a giveaway. That, like, if I got flagged for that, I'd be like, no, that's how I write.
AI writes a certain way, but if you are a
And you
good,
can teach it to write a certain way. You can literally be like, write this in this voice, and it will figure it out.
If you're a good writer, you will write the way that AI will often structure sentences, which is why the detectors will flag it. And then you get to the problem where kids who are using AI aren't getting caught because the detector can't figure it out, or kids who don't use it are getting their work flagged because the things just can't figure it out. There's no real definitive way to do it.
Right. And then the bigger problem that like is off of that is like the grades and the fairness is one thing. And that's what people focus on because it's here and it's now. But like the world is filled with problems. Or if we just want to keep it to football, right, and not go on like this bigger thing, right? Football presents problems that have to be solved. And like the problems are the defenses. The problems are the offenses, depending on which side of the ball you're on, schematically who you're facing. And understanding the options available to you and how to problem solve, like, is what sports and competition is about. The point is to compete and for the humans to compete and us to watch it and enjoy these really bright people teaching these really incredible athletes and then to watch them do the thing. And, like, we are just losing the essence of that because we can with technology. And that is what I am concerned about, is that we are going to get to this, like, monotonous state of football, or that we won't, because the AI models will be so smart that it can actually figure out like what is the best specific use for Travis Hunter, who's this like unicorn athlete, or for this guy or that guy. But like, I'd rather a person figure that out. And like, I will say, there is part of me that's excited about that, because we've seen coaches ruin players, and if we can have more players find success, it's ultimately about the athletes. But like, how one of the, I guess this is where I'll wrap up, one of the advantages that is going to happen in sports is, in the same way that when analytics started entering sports and just like more statistical information, the teams that got ahead are the teams that knew how to use it well and that were able to develop talent around that and pay for talent. And that is exactly what's going to happen with AI. Teams that are going to use AI well are going to get ahead. The teams that are willing to pay, you know, and compete with Google and those types and Apple for engineers on a pay scale, those teams are going to do well. And the other teams are going to get left behind. And the teams that can still, while using AI, find other uses for smart people to develop their talent and the next generation of coach, that's who's going to get ahead. And that's going to be fun. That part of it is fun to watch, but I do think it is fraught with a whole bunch of issues. And those issues are certainly not unique to the NFL. When we get back, our weekend preview brought to you by nobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Also, remember, we're now streaming live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio, and our podcast is available everywhere you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. All right, it's time for our weekend preview, which is brought to you by nobody. Anthony left. We still can't get a sponsor. It's okay. Anthony will be back on Monday. Strober doing a great job filling in this week. But this is the part of the show, Ben. Can you guess what happens during the weekend preview?
No.
Well, that's very silly. Now I have questions about if you use ChatGPT in college, because we preview the weekend. We take a look at everything that's going to go on in sports. And it's early because it's only Thursday, but we start off with the WNBA because that we got action tonight, including the Washington Mystics right here on the Team 980. They are going to take on the Minnesota Lynx. Lynx, they're probably a little ticked off, Ben, because they lost to a Caitlin Clarkless Indiana Fever on Tuesday in the Commissioner's Cup final. They won that last year. They could not defend their title. They lost to the Fever, and their offense was not very good. So tonight, the Mystics, who are fresh off a nice little bit of rest, they are going to take the brunt of that, and we'll see if they can step up to the plate against Nvidia Collier and Company. 8 o'clock here on the Team 980. Also tonight, Aces and Fever at 7, Sparks Liberty at 7 in New York, Storm Dream 7:30, Mercury and Wings at 8 o'clock. Other than that, no games tomorrow in the W. You got a couple on Saturday, a few on Sunday as well, including Storm and Liberty. That is a 1 o'clock game on CBS. That should be a hell of a lot of fun for that one. Big time soccer this weekend. Last night, by the way, excellent performance by the U.S. Women's National Team, like one of their best since the Olympics. They've won most of their games. They've been playing fine, but like really excellent performance for them with a 3-0 win at Audi Field against Canada. Tara McKeown, Washington Spirit star, on her birthday, comes into the game within 5 minutes, gets an assist. Love to see that. But the big one this weekend, Ben, USA-Mexico Gold Cup Final. USA able to beat Guatemala last night in the semifinal. And for all of the hullabaloo, it was literally like 2 weeks ago on the show, we were talking to some folks about how bad U.S. soccer on the men's side is, how just like, oh my God, we're a year from the World Cup and we are just stepping all over ourselves. And here they are. They found a way. They're in the Gold Cup Final against Mexico. So that should be fun Sunday night.
Wow. I mean, I've been keeping up with it very seldomly just because, I don't know, U.S. soccer just hasn't piqued my interest as of recently. I'll get into it a little bit when they're in the World Cup, but I never have any expectations for them as opposed to the women who I always expect to win.
Yeah.
So I just don't pay too much attention to it, but I'll probably tune into that for a little bit because the Nats are done.
Yeah, USA-Mexico, that should be a fun one. On like USA-Mexico, whenever they get together, you know it's going to be a good time, and we'll see if the U.S. can pull off what would be an absolutely improbable Gold Cup victory. As for the Nationals, part of our weekend preview, obviously, as well, they wrap up their series against the Tigers tonight. So we'll see that one at Nats Park. And then they're right back at it tomorrow, early 11:05 a.m. is first pitch at Nats Park tomorrow against the Red Sox, July 4th special there. Sox in town all weekend. It's 4:05 on Saturday. And then Sunday, you got a 1:35 first pitch. The Orioles playing a funky early game on Sunday. They're at 11:35 a.m. on Sunday. Ben, any idea what that's about?
Are they playing at home?
They're playing in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
At 11:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
I have no clue.
That makes two of us. Absolutely no idea what
that's all
about.
I'm going to look that up right now, actually.
All right, if you find anything, let me know. Formula One's in Great Britain this weekend, the British Grand Prix, he said. Lewis Hamilton's first with Ferrari. Practice tomorrow, qualifying Saturday, the race on Sunday. Lots of rumors out of Formula One this week. Could Max Verstappen be leaving Red Bull for Mercedes? We'll see. If so, would it be George Russell's seat who he takes? Russell today says there's a very low chance he's leaving Mercedes. Verstappen basically declined to comment, but a lot of smoke in the paddock this weekend, and not from overheating brakes, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see if any news breaks on all of that. All right, that is that's more or less what's happening this weekend. Any other sports things that you got on your docket this weekend, Ben? Obviously, if you count the hot dog eating contest, that's tomorrow because it's July 4th.
That's the most important one to me.
Oh, you're a hot dog contest.
And now
guy.
We got Chestnut back in it. That's one of the greatest athletes in human history. We got to put some respect on Joey Chestnut, and I can't wait to watch him. I love how the MC of that event is always talking about how like these are the most fierce competitors and athletes in the world. I 100% agree with it. I think competitive eating is so cool, and the hot dog contest, it's disgusting, but I cannot look away from it.
Yeah, I can't look towards it. I'm just like, I'm good on this.
You're the fitness guy, so you're like, nah, no way.
It's not even that. I don't know. There's just something about it. I'm just like, that's not how food's supposed to be eaten.
I feel like either you love it or you despise it.
No, I get it. Right. Like I understand I'm not going to, and I'm not just using this turn of phrase because we're talking about food. I'm not going to yuck other people's yum. I am just merely saying that the hot dog eating contest and competitive eating in general is not for me.
Yeah.
It is incredibly impressive in its own grotesque way. And I think people that like it, like you just said, like you're like, it's disgusting, but it's amazing. Like you will admit it is disgusting. I can't get on board.
Oh, yeah. They're dunking hot dogs into water.
Yeah, just like I enjoy a good glizzy with proper toppings and such, but I want to enjoy it. I don't want to see how many I can eat at once. That's just not my jam. But that's tomorrow. If you want to watch it, if you want to watch people eat hot dogs, if you want to watch Joey Chestnut,
the Glizzy Gladiators.
Yeah, the Glizzy Gladiators. All right, that's the segment's over. That's it. We're done. Let's take a look at what's trending, and then we'll come back and wrap things up here on the Hoffman Show. We kind of just told you. The Mets and Brewers, we'll give you some extra baseball. Mets and Brewers delayed in the top of the first inning up in New York. Elsewhere in the NL East, the Marlins beat the Twins earlier today 4 2-1. The Braves are hosting the Angels tonight, 7:15. Other notable games, Yankees and Blue Jays at 7:07. And again, the Nationals are in action against Detroit, 6:45 first pitch. Hey, look, that's in exactly 1 minute. Mystics taking on the Lynx tonight. That's an 8 o'clock tip on Monumental Sports Network, which means you can hear it right here on the Team 980. This is a story to watch. The California Attorney General says daily fantasy sports are illegal in the state. This reporting from ESPN.com and the Associated Press. Daily fantasy constitutes sports betting and is therefore illegal in California, according to an opinion released Thursday by the state's attorney general. But the fantasy industry isn't planning to immediately cease operations. Rob Bonta, the California AG, concluded that state law prohibits draft and pick'em style daily fantasy contests because they involve betting on sports. California, among the 10 states that have not legalized traditional sports betting, but online fantasy sites have operated in the state for more than a decade. It's unclear how or if Bonta will enforce his opinion. For whatever it's worth, California Governor Gavin Newsom told KCRA in Sacramento television that he does not agree with Bonta's opinion. That's what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. This is it for us for the week. Tomorrow, actually, Ben, do you know who's on this time tomorrow? Because we're simulcasting all day with 106.7 The Fan. We'll have the Nats game in the morning, and then live and local programming all afternoon long. Ben, you're going to be working some of it. So do you know who's on tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, during this time I'll be working. It's going to be Linnell Willingham.
Okay, so make sure when you get out of your car today, turn your volume down a little bit for when you turn back in tomorrow. That's just a pro tip for me to you. Although I don't know who's louder, Linnell or Russell. Ooh. It is amazing, and I don't mean that like proverbially, although they both have some very interesting opinions at times. I mean literally, the two of them are so loud. Like, I have to turn the mic up when I get in studio. Or when I, like today I'm doing for my home studio, we connect through this IP-based thing called a Comrex. And I always, when I connect, I'm like, why are my headphones too loud? Like, I didn't touch them since last week. And then I realize I turn them down because Russell's talking. And then eventually our show starts. I'm like, why are my headphones so quiet when like Anthony or today you, Ben, talk and I've got the sound coming in the return feed? It's just because Chris is somehow that much louder than everyone else. I truly don't understand it.
Him and Linnell together during football season is crazy, but you might blare out your speakers of your car if you don't turn it down before the segment starts. I've made the mistake of, I was like listening to music one time. I had it up pretty loud because it was music. And then I flipped the dial. I turned off the Bluetooth or whatever you even do now in your car to Team 980. And they were screaming at each other. And it was, like, it startled me.
Yeah, I mean, we used to joke because it's not really a joke. We used to just be like, man, like, what is going on in there? Because I would be, you know where I prep in my little cubby hole size studio, prep studio around the corner.
Yeah, I'd be in there today.
Yeah, I'd be in there with the door closed, and they're in a studio that theoretically has soundproof glass, and I would hear them through the walls, through the soundproof door. And I'd just be like, what is happening in there? And then what do they call it, like Throwdown Thursday?
I think it was something about Wednesday. I can't remember. Oh,
they had Windbag Wednesday and Throwdown Thursday.
Yes.
And the only difference was one was on a Wednesday and one was on a Thursday. Just call it, if they did a show together, the show would just be called Loud. Welcome to Loud on the Team 980.
That'd be a really, really good brand, actually.
They wouldn't last 2 months.
You don't think they could have a show together?
I mean, the show might be good. They would kill each other. Like, one of them would be dead.
It'd be so entertaining, though.
I mean...
If it came on before you, it'd be such a change for the audience.
Contrast.
If they heard them, and then all of a sudden you're going to come on and just be yourself, and you know, you're mellow, you got all the facts right in front of you.
Thanks for listening to Loud. The change-up is next.
That would be really good. Really good, actually.
All right. Well, we'll run that by the bosses and watch them go, no, I don't feel like playing therapist for Linnell and Chris Russell when they are ready to murder each other. 2 days a week is enough. All right. Football season around the corner. Who knows what awaits? All right. Let's wrap up the show, shall we? It's time for Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. All right. Last night, U.S. Women's National Team was at Audi Field. This is from one of their games earlier in the window here, though, in the international window. She had Avery Patterson making one of her first ever appearances, about to check into the game as a sub. And I just thought this was an incredible moment from U.S. Women's National Team manager Emma Hayes.
What would your 10-year-old self say to yourself? Then do that. All right? Congrats. You ready? Let's do this.
What would your 10-year-old self tell you right now? Have fun. Then go do that. What better way to like get relaxed from a coach before a moment you've literally been dreaming about your entire life? That's good stuff from Emma Hayes. Sonia Citron was on the show yesterday, the Mystic Star rookie. I was not probably her favorite interview she did this week. She also sat down with Candace Parker. Very, very cool piece that they did where they got to watch some film together, and here's how that went.
You guys look pretty good on the defensive end for a young team.
All of our coaches like really harp on defense.
So look, coming off the screen, there's Marina Mabry. You come across and get a help side block. Hezzy, draw two, dish. This right here, to me, is not a rookie. You're a little late. I'm going to tell you, you're covering some ground, so I'm going to give you, you're a little bit late. But your ability to understand that she's splitting this, to get over and to block the shot without fouling, and then take it coast to coast. The big thing in transition is drawing, too. What do you try to do when you're pushing tempo?
Our team really emphasizes pushing, but not forcing. Yeah, I wanted to push the ball up the floor because I knew we had numbers. But I saw Kiki running, but they covered that. I kind of had my shot if I wanted it, but I knew that Steph was trailing, and Steph is an amazing three-point shooter. Especially that trail three for her is money. So I want to share the ball, and she made it, so I was happy.
Always love when you pass the ball to your teammates and they make the shot. That is definitely a nice perk. The thing that strikes me about Sony is, like, I said this after I interviewed her before the season, and I talked to her coach at Notre Dame, Neil Ivey, and watched her play, obviously, a little bit. She's just so thoughtful. And, like, that struck me again talking to her yesterday. You hear it there. But it's one thing to be thoughtful, and then sometimes really thoughtful athletes get themselves in trouble because they wind up thinking too much on the court. And her ability to process information as a rookie is pretty next level, which is why she has had the success she's had. It's almost a shame that, like, her, Kiki, and Paige Beckers are all in this thing together. I mean, it's awesome that her and Kiki have been able to bounce off each other. But, like, Sony has been incredible and is a viable Rookie of the Year candidate. And now, 2 months into the season, she hasn't won Rookie of the Month because her teammate got it in the first month, and then Paige got named Rookie of the Month for June. So, Sony, maybe she can get that in July, especially if she can continue what she did to end June. All right, that's our show. By the way, Sony and the Mystics, about an hour away, 8 o'clock tip. We'll see you on Monday here on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.